The Weekend Sports Podcast starts now.
Fellas, we literally postponed this episode because we had to get Carlos on the episode for this, because there's no way we're talking good old-fashioned soccer without getting King Los on here himself, all right?
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers to that.
Salute.
Fellas, one of the biggest things in Miami sports history happened while we were on our sabbatical from podcasting.
That's
Lionel Messi joining Inter Miami, joining MLS, joining Apple Plus, apparently. I just want to get your thoughts on it from not just a career move for Messi, but
wait,
just
adding to that, he's taking us to the finals, baby.
Well, it's
not the real finals. Because
Miami fans are going to Miami, right? So yeah. Really, I just want your fellas thoughts. You know, how does this help grow the game? You know, how does this look for Messi as a career move? And just in general, your opinions of it. Like, do you find yourself at all more interested in the MLS?
And you wanted hating ass Lou to give you a take on this.
Well, that's why we waited for you, Los. You're very much the fold in all of this. Like,
the first thing I would like to say, Strauss,
right now, right? Like,
first thing I would like to say is fuck Barcelona. First of all,
there you go.
Shout out Lou.
He said,
hey,
you know what I'm saying? Like, choose a primary color. Motherfuckers.
Motherfucker.
You can't have two primary colors. They clash. That's fucking... You think you're the cops now? Fuck.
Oh, you think you 5-0 now, huh?
You think... Not even the cops. The fucking cop light. Red and blue.
Word. Yeah, for real.
That shit looks terrible on TV, by the way. Jerry Jones would never put that outfit out.
Red and blue? The Patriots did.
No, but it's not red. It's like checkered red and blue. Their jerseys, this is not even me hating from like a sports perspective. Their jerseys have looked like shit the past year.
It's hating.
I have one upstairs.
Just because you say I'm not hating.
No, I'm hating. I'm hating, but it's not a sports thing. Like, it's not even like a football sense. Whoever is designing those jerseys needs to be fired.
So you think Internacional's jersey was better?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
I said Barcelona's jerseys the past couple years have looked like shit, and I'm not the only one who said it. All right, I'm gonna hit you with the troll. A lot of people are saying it.
If I had a camera,
you see my hands.
I want you to throw the Discord app on just so I can see the Trump impression.
A lot of people are saying it.
A lot of people.
Barcelona has the worst jerseys in the game.
Not my words. That's what they're saying.
God damn it, man.
Oh shit.
Can't stop hating it. Anyways, what is your thoughts?
Oh, Messi? Messi is kind of like the graduation. You got to separate, you know what I mean? Like, Messi is a good player. He just happened to play for the team I hate the most.
My thoughts?
Yeah.
No.
And then after that, he chose to go to the second team I hate the most, which is PSG.
So you can hear the hatred
for Barcelona
in his speech.
Soul. Yeah.
Messi is a good player.
Not the goal.
No. Not a great player.
No. I'll say it, goddammit. He is the best player. But he played. Hey, man, listen, I'll tell you this. Carlos knows I fucking hate Barcelona. I hate them. Nobody else has put up 63 goals in the season. I can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
I can't argue with that. It's like, I'll throw you the ball here.
It's kind of like me and Brady, right? Like, y'all remember Brady when he was still with the Patriots, how I talked about him. Like, it's kind of like
You know what's crazy? That Lou and I sort of flipping this, right? So Lou said what he said about Messi. I want to think that as great as you are, what you can't be, right? My MJ Braun conversation. What Jordan's never going to be is 6'8", 280 pounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And if you ask me what player I would rather have, I'd rather have Cristiano Ronaldo.
But Ronaldo is that physical specimen.
Right. Yeah, that guy was made in a fucking lab.
So I tend to go that route.
Yeah, but yes. So I agree with you. And if you ask me which player would you rather have in their prime on your team, I'd rather have Ronaldo. For just because you get the complete player, right? You get the aerial game. You get the speed, you get the strength. That dude was strong as shit. You get long free kicks, you get power, shot power, you get finesse shots. It's like that guy was insane. He was a robot. But Messi is a short king. And what he did and what he did for our kind,
you're forever never grateful.
We'll never be top.
Well, all look, right. Just to kind of steer the direction of the.
You want to know how much of the GOAT he is for short kings? That dude was friend zoned for 20 years and then he married her.
Yeah, that's king
that
shit.
That dude is the lonely dwarf king, dog.
And he's autistic.
He's autistic. Yeah.
Hey, he's autistic.
Hold up. I gotta grab the reins of this, man. Let's get the conversation going again. Because we need the conversation.
Let me finish, Danny. Nobody knew he was autistic till they won the trophy and he got drunk and somebody made the mistake of giving him a mic. And then everyone was like, oh, he's autistic. And then he still did it. And then he was still great. Like, people were bullying him about it, and he was still good.
People are autistic.
Yeah, you think you're retarded. You think retarded, sir.
No, they have like superpowers. Like, oh, I do everything, but I don't talk to people. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, you got the fucking heads up.
I would like to ask this question.
You can just ask it.
What does it mean to the MLS that Messi is playing in the MLS? Like, what does it mean to, like, what is the purpose behind it?
It's very simple. Money.
It solidifies the fact that he's autistic.
Absolutely.
Because he came here.
I know. This dude was still doing good. He had a great season last year. It's not like he was declining. Like, he was fine.
Yeah, no, he's still as good as ever. Obviously, I guess the question that I really had from the jump, the real question was, is Messi dominating what is largely considered to be a lesser product of soccer? I've heard the term third and fourth stringers are who he's playing with and against. How does that actually translate to actual fandom being created here in the States? Not just Miami, just in the States in general. Because it would appear that Messi being brought to Miami with a boatload of money was at least in large part an effort to try and bring soccer and popularize it in the States. But is it almost counterintuitive when you have him... having him out there on the field and it looking so effortless to him, where he just puts up goals almost at will, and whenever they're losing, it doesn't matter how many points you're down, you almost seem like, and we've had a few weeks of this now where we've seen him play, where look, he's the GOAT. Yeah, I'm not disputing that. And if Tom Brady went to the CFL, I'm sure he'd be putting up numbers too. The real question that I have, because I think it begins and ends with this point as the thunderstorm around me gets louder, like progressively, this shit's getting closer. What I'm interested to know from your perspectives as actual soccer fans, like, do you think that this is a healthy recipe, a recipe that is conducive to actually creating generations of soccer fans in the States? Forget MLS, right? Like, I could almost live with the MLS being a third rate franchise, organization, league for the rest of their existence. I just, do you think that this move of Messi coming to Miami in and of itself will start a bit of a soccer boom in the way that maybe someone like LeBron coming to Miami and effectively turning Miami into a basketball town happened?
Do you think that there would have been more or less Dolphins fans?
You think you're happier now or before we started recording?
You think there would have been more or less Dolphin fans had Randy Moss come down here? Because that's who that guy is.
I get you. Yeah, I get you. But like, okay, so
Randy went to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. It looked like they were just playing catch.
Yeah,
and the rest of the league was trying. And these dudes were just out there like playing catch.
Oh, okay. So you would say that season.
That's what Messi looks like.
Okay.
So okay. Messi is doing what he's doing and everybody wants to see it.
Okay. Then maybe I'm just in the minority here. No,
dude, that's why all these sports are changing the rules to get more scoring. That's why.
Right.
Nobody wants to watch a no-hitter.
Right.
They want to see Barry Bonds hit 70 home runs.
Unless you're a Marlins fan clinging on to a two-point lead.
Right. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to see Barry Bonds hitting 70. You know what was the most watched period in baseball?
96.
Era.
It was when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were competing to be to break 90, the 60 that was it.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
Everybody was tuning
everybody. In for that. Dude, yeah.
Everybody absolutely. Was tuning in for that. So
yeah, and to your point, that's probably the era of baseball that got me first paying attention to the sport, right? So to your point, right? Like I could see
they love it. Now I'm
yeah,
sure
I could sure see that, I could see that. Yeah.
I'm sure that Die Hard whatever MLS team is out there, diehard fans of those teams are hating life. Number one, because they don't have Messi. And number two, because they got to go against Messi.
So much. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, we had a chance, and now we got to
deal with it. Now we got to deal with this bullshit.
Are there enough MLS fans to have diehard fans?
Well, diehard.
That's a very good question.
You can answer your question. I'll answer your question with this, Eric. There is, I know of someone who said, and I quote, "I am a diehard OTD fan." So that tells you that you can have a diehard fan anywhere at any time.
Okay.
So it just matters how much the people love you, baby.
Let me just put it into context, right? So before Messi came to the MLS, how many people were like, how many people do you know were like, yo, I want to go to the next Miami?
Me and Lou tried to get season tickets to Inter Miami and we couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, damn right. We're so
that'll tell you how many people want to go see Inter Miami.
But I'm saying, Inter Miami.
You
like,
know it was going to be the last team in the league.
What I'm saying is here locally, right? Yes, you'll have the local dudes get some fiebre se comienzo.
Yeah,
you know, obviously get all the tickets. What I'm saying is, I don't feel like not every team has such a big market. Like, for example, Miami, I don't think that outside of Miami, no one is talking about Inter Miami.
Or no well, that's where you're wrong, Eric. allow me to chime in.
What I'm saying is, this is...
Well, okay, so I've been quiet for long enough. I have been silenced, and I say no more. I will answer Danny's question. Then I will answer.
I'd like
Eric's
to state
question.
For the record that you were silent of your own volition. No one actually silenced you.
No, it's collusion. I tell you.
You said that shit like Trump after they indicted him. They're trying to silence me. It's like, motherfucker, your Twitter's still active. Who's silencing you?
Prior to the MLS, only the people, I feel like people in the MLS.
Okay, so in order to answer your question, I must answer Dizzy's question. So, Diz.
Give him the rock, damn it. Be a good teammate.
So, Danny, you asked, is it good for the MLS, right? Like, what's the mindset of it?
Right. So we already know what before that we even got in this, right? I asked like the question of like, yo, like how does this grow the sport as opposed to how it grows the league?
Right. You know? So that's what I was gonna say. So how does it grow the sport? It doesn't at all.
Okay.
Right. So why and I say that, and that's not like it's not that I think, it's just it's not going to. And the reason why is we already saw it happen once. It happened with Beckham. Beckham was the most well-known soccer player in the world when he went to the LA Galaxy.
It happened with Pelé too. Pelé came here.
Pelé, if you want to go back to like the Cosmos, and that didn't do shit for the sport. Yeah, but Beckham came afterwards, right? The league had reorganized because like it wasn't very good back then. They reorganized. They became a more. It was better thought out than it was originally. It was like more like what you're used to. So yeah, the MLS tried to they did. They rebranded, they changed the format. They, after the 94 World Cup, like they started investing money in soccer, whatever. It got good enough where it was watchable because it used to be dog shit. and then in I think it was 2010, they bring over Beckham, right? They bring him over. It's the same thing you're seeing with Messi. That dude was doing whatever the fuck he wanted, and nobody gave a shit.
And he was with a good team.
And he was with LA Galaxy, yeah.
That's my thing, right? Like, I'm not a casual MLS fan.
Nobody is.
And
I don't think.
No, hold on. I'm not. Hold on. I don't look at.
I was going to say, with that league, I feel like you're not watching diehards, right?
Yeah,
like,
I don't think you're a casual.
Let me explain. I don't watch. I don't follow soccer, right?
Sure.
So I can tell you, besides Messi and Ronaldo, David Beckham was the only other soccer player I ever knew.
Right.
And even him coming to,
of course,
to MLS to play, like no one heard, you didn't hear anything about that shit unless you were looking for
it. Well,
no, you heard it.
I will say this, E, because we're no longer just us. So
if you get what I'm saying though, right?
Yeah, but this is what I mean. If you have Bron is the most famous basketball player right now.
Correct.
Bron goes to the Heat. We loved it. But there's Bron fans that became Heat fans because he came to the Heat.
Right.
Remember that meme? It's I never said I was a Heat fan. I said I'm a wherever he at fan.
Wherever he at. There's when he went to the Lakers, you were like, yes.
Yes.
And then there's Bron fans that went to the Lakers because of that. Because of him. Right?
Right.
So those people,
I hear you. I see where you're going.
Those people are gonna go. Messi has an obscene amount of followers. So when he went from Barcelona to PSG, those guys followed.
Right.
And you gotta understand. It's a global game. It's not the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Like Messi's known. Like more people know about Messi in the world than people know about anyone outside of maybe LeBron.
The MLS.
No.
Yeah.
The MLS. Everyone knows about the MLS. Everyone says it's trash. But everyone knows about it.
No one pays attention to it. That's what I'm saying.
They did when Beckham was around because they've never hit ticket sales like that ever again. And they've never hit they hadn't hit broadcast views like that.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I just have to look them up.
It almost sounds like
you get what I'm saying?
I just had to look this up. All right. Bron is as global as you can be.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And I just had to look this up. Bron has 157 million
followers.
Followers.
Right.
Yeah, Messi has like.
Do you know who Virat Kohli is?
Who?
Virat Kohli.
No.
You don't know who the fuck that is, right? I bet you this. You don't know, aside from me, you don't know anyone that knows who that is.
Yes.
That's the most popular cricket player. That guy has 100 million more fans than LeBron. And you've never heard of that dude.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right? Messi has 400, twice as much as this guy.
Oh, yeah, he quadrupled LeBron.
He has 450 million.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous. That's why Apple was willing to pay that much money. They did the math. If only a fraction of his followers buy the Apple subscription with MLS Pass, they more than break even. They make a fuck ton of money.
You don't know anyone that knows that cricket player. Right. And that cricket player has more followers. So more people know him than know LeBron.
It's going to give the sport more exposure.
So imagine Messi.
But that's what I'm saying. It's going to give the sport as a whole.
Not the sport, but the league.
It's going to... Yeah,
the league. The MLS, yeah, because the sport
MLS, yes.
is what he's bringing.
I mean, yeah,
the 400
organization, the MLS.
So, like, what... just to jump in here real quick, do you see any crossover there, like with the fans that get turned over to, like, oh shit, now I care about the MLS. I'm watching every MLS game. No. You think there's any crossover with like Premier League, Champions League? No, none.
And do you,
my man, I'm gonna tell you like this.
Now,
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Happens more often. No players like Messi coming.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Maybe a Neymar.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Italian, there's no other Messi, but there's been a bunch of those players that come here because it's
not the Messi. Well, what I'm saying by Messi, by popularity, okay. You know, I feel like soccer's. It's like a fucking popularity contest, right? So some people are like, oh, fucking Messi is the greatest. No, Ronaldo's the greatest. And then some people are like, no, well, mejor fue Kaká. And then, I feel like, to me, right? If you want to, like, let's say, bring, like, Miami, right? They signed Messi. That's going to bring, for example, I've never followed Messi's career. Right.
But you're gonna buy an Inter Miami.
But I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm
a shirt.
Fucking shirt.
You're gonna buy a shirt.
That's your shirt. Just to be able to train, nigga.
Just Eric, to be like Eric. Yeah. Eric, the MLS had a viewership of around 309,000 per game.
I think the WNBA had more than that.
Yeah, 309,000, right? On wherever it was playing, whatever the game was playing, ABC. Which was the national game. That would be like the Sunday night football of the MLS, right? They were like at their peak. We're talking finals. 469,000. Mm-hmm. Messi hit 2.5 million last game.
On a regular game.
That tournament isn't even... It's a mid-season type tournament.
Going back to my question. Do you think... Because Messi is here, that's already answered. Obviously, the viewership
I was getting there. So because they knew about Beckham,
I was gonna say Eric's been a horrible teammate. He's not letting you get the ISO, Lou.
Because 256 million followers, 2 million of those tuned in to the Inter Miami game.
Right, that's people that weren't tuning in,
and now they're tuning in. Were there from before?
Lou's telling us it's simple mathematics.
Go ahead. It's simple math. You're going to get people to watch. Now, to answer your question about Inter Miami, right? Because you were like, was anyone buying season tickets before? Was anyone? Yes. Because, again, they already had the experience with Beckham. And that guy, Beckham, happens to be the owner of Inter Miami. That guy knows how that shit works. Right? He knows. He knows how it's going to happen. And he knows the moves. And he also knows... that Messi, while being the second most popular in the world, because Cristiano Ronaldo is the most popular one, objectively speaking, that has like 600 million followers. Because this guy is not only one of the most known right now, and probably dwarfs Beckham back in the day because of social media. He also happens to be, at least at worst, the second best player in the history of the sport. Right?
There's a interesting topic in there about like the effect of social media on sports and stuff.
Right. So because he knows that, Inter Miami was always sold as an idea.
Right.
That Messi is coming to Inter Miami. You know how we know this? Because when they did the reveal, you know who was a guest speaker? Messi. And you know what he said? I'll see you guys here. Yeah. I don't know when, but I'm coming. I don't know what the future holds, but yeah, I know what the future holds. He said, he has a video, you could look it up on YouTube, where he says that. So Inter Miami was always sold with the idea that, yo, that's the team where Messi's going to go to when he comes to the MLS.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to be next year or if it's going to be when he's 40.
Yeah.
But at some point, that dude's coming to Inter Miami. And
yeah, that reporting dates back to as early as 2018.
So people bought season tickets as soon as they went on sale and they renew them. And there's a waiting list for them because everyone has been waiting for this moment. Now, to add to Eric's point, resale tickets before used to be $40. Resale tickets now are $500.
Yeah, man, that's the Messi tax.
so that's the monetary side of it. But if we're talking just straight up buy, and that's not money that Inter Miami's getting. That's just the price of tickets for. That's just the cost of entry. Inter Miami's getting the same sales figures. They're getting better sponsorships, better everything. But at the end of the day, you can't fill a stadium bigger than, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fit more people in a stadium.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And not to like totally take you off, but like, I think this is actually something for you to take and run with. Like, I think the numbers make sense. They make sense currently. They made sense leading up to this. Like, I don't doubt that there's going to be a ton of money to be made here, right? Like, at this point, we're all playing with Monopoly money. None of this shit matters. Like, none of this shit real, man. We just, the money is just ridiculous, right? I fully expect the money to be made. My concern was more so with, like, I'm thinking of, like, the 12-year-old me who may be looking into getting into soccer, and I'm just curious to know if, how you guys felt about, like, well, do you think this is conducive to actually creating generations of fans where it can generate money beyond Messi, right? When Messi retires in however many years.
Not generation.
You know, right.
Because.
Yeah. See, so that's the that's my thing. I know Miami's a great bandwagon fan city. I understand that totally. It's more so the, like, will we see this snowball the way we saw it with basketball, the way we saw it with hockey even, right? Like, and honestly, if it wasn't for, like, years of mismanagement and bad ownership, I think baseball would have taken off in this town by now. So it's one of those things where I'm just, again, the money, I get it. That's going to be there. I fully expect that to be there. It's more so, is the money going to be there after Messi leaves? And I'd be interested to get your perspective on that, Lou.
No, because you just have to look at all the time that it happens before Messi. It's just the fact that this is Messi. But
that's the same.
When it happened with Beckham, it happened with Ibrahimovic. They come,
but if I may, to lose point, to lose point though,
and the, but
Messi may be bigger than all of them, and it may be because of social media.
They've been chasing that Beckham high.
Yeah, they come
for a decade.
They get that money. They get that money, and then they leave, and because of that, you don't develop fans.
So that's
right, but that's where Messi differentiates, because he was lab grown for this moment, just like Cristiano Ronaldo for football. Messi is autistic, so he doesn't understand that he could just be relaxed. He's gonna give it his all, always. He's just he just gets here on the field and he's like, I kick ball, and that's all he does. Kick ball forward.
Lou, what I'm saying is that he's not going to last long here. He's only going to be here for a little bit, and he's going to
be here for 2-3 years, whatever his contract is.
And then
he's going to retire in fucking Maxwell or whatever the fuck.
You don't have, like, enough time to... People in Spain that live between Madrid and Barcelona could have picked oh, am I going to be a Real Madrid fan, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona fan? If they're a fan of Messi, Messi went to Barcelona for all those years. So those people are Barcelona fans.
Right.
But if you're there for a year or two, you're a LeBron fan. You're not a Heat fan. So you're a Messi fan. You're not an Inter fan or an MLS fan. You just, when Messi leaves, you go back to watching La Liga.
Right. Right now, of course. Of course. And again, going back to the Beckham experiment, we already saw that. It didn't make people better.
No, and I'll say this too.
Because it's not the player. It's the system. You got to inject money into it.
Yeah, but I'll say this too. Usually, you might be a fan of a player, but it doesn't mean that you're not a fan of the sport. You're still a fan of the sport. And because of that, you're going to watch the... How many of you guys watch AAA baseball? Or the Canadian League in football? Mm-hmm. No, right?
The CFL? I've seen a couple CFL games.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say football's a little different, I think.
Shit. How many of you watch the WNBA?
Nobody watches.
No.
You watch the pros. You watch the best of the best.
Absolutely.
So you're not going to watch.
Well, it comes down to the thing, right? If you're a fan of the sport, right? If you're a fan of the league, you'll watch the shitty games.
But if you're not,
you're not putting that many hours into it. So you have to pick and choose because you're only watching 2 hours of this a week.
Listen, some years ago, Lou was a kid, but he'll tell you.
Mm.
The league to watch was the Italian league.
Absolutely.
They had a straight pipeline to Brazil.
Mm-hmm. It was up until the scandal, so I want to say like 2008.
Yeah. So they were the league right to watch.
Yep.
The league that was boring was the Premier League.
Premier
League, because the Premier League was a bunch of English dudes and Scottish and all these dudes that all they did was play. They basically played like the Knicks played defense in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Premier League plays.
Absolutely. And more to your point, if you want to bring this all back around to Beckham, Beckham went up in the Premier League.
Right.
In the academy. And when he got big enough, he was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. He went to Madrid.
So that switch, the Italian league kind of fell off and everybody started going to the Premier League. And by that, I mean Arab money, which mm-hmm. means they can buy players.
Mm-hmm.
So then players started going to the Premier League.
Yeah,
so
they don't have a budget. They have a GDP.
Right. So now...
I was going to say, that's another conversation we got to have at some point. So now that Saudi money coming in.
All these finesse players are going to the Premier League. And then all these, and this is something else that we could talk about. All the millionaires that own teams here, they were like, let's buy Premier League teams.
Mm-hmm.
So they went over there and bought Premier League teams and said, how can we get TV contracts?
Tony Khan has...
Because we need to show these games over there.
A Premier League.
So then they started showing the games down here because those guys have that money and they already have those contracts for their
own. I know, and now you have 100 million Chelsea fans and you can't understand why the fuck that anyone thought that was a good idea.